Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Larry Mandel of the Independent Tax Group. Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Larry, we always like to start off by giving our listeners a little bit of background on you and how you got into this particular line of work. So how'd you get started?
Well, you know, I grew up in New Hampshire, but I've lived in California for over 30 years now. And while it's very nice to go back and visit, especially in the winter, so we've heard all the stories about what's going on back there right now with the weather. It's just wonderful to be in California in the winter.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, in college, I thought I wanted to be a financial analyst. And, you know, I went through school, got my degrees and all of that. But like most of us, I never wound up doing that. I wound up in selling and dealing with corporate taxes. I was kind of surprised by it, but it was an area that I found interesting. Didn't think much of it in college, but I got involved with that. So it's been about 35 years now, and most of it's been dealing with the compliance aspect of taxes, such as income tax sales and property tax. But the compliance never really helped people. It was sort of a thing that you had to do to, you know, keep the government happy.
Mm-hmm.
He had to file everything, so he did it. But about 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to work in an area where we could help companies recoup the taxes that they had already paid. And so, initially, I worked with some income tax, some sales tax, and mostly property tax. And the firm that I eventually joined was primarily a property tax firm. So we helped companies that owned commercial property, anything that was income producing, as well as manufacturers, because manufacturers pay property tax on the machinery and equipment that they own, and that's in most states.
Mm-hmm.
So became very focused on that. But after having been with national firms for about 10 years, there was a number of things that I saw that was lacking. A couple of things such as customer service. The companies would not get back to clients in a timely manner. They would try selling companies that had large portfolios of property, buildings that were across the country, or manufacturing plants across the country. But the problem was the client always wanted to get the best property tax reductions or the best consultant in each location. And, you know, in our business, it is location, 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 just as in retail. But you might have a consultant based, for example, the last firm I worked with was in Irvine, but they had to handle all of California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. Well, there's no way one or two people can do that.
Sure, that's quite a broad territory.
Yeah, it's a wide area, and you can't be a specialist.
Few taxpayers in that zone.
Yes, there's a few. So when I decided about 4 years ago to go out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we built was a team where we have over 20 consultants around the country working with properties in the specific markets. So, for example, San Diego is and the Inland Empire is different than Orange County in L.A., so I have different consultants. Even in such a small area, one guy down in San Diego handles that. I do some of the work in L.A. and Orange County, and I have another firm, depending on the type of property, whom I give it to. And so we spread that out across the country so that our clients could receive the best representation for all of their properties. The other thing that was very important, because as a business owner, when you have a question, you want to get an answer. And what I saw was that consultants, they would get a call from a client, and it would take them a day or two to respond. Now, we make it a point that if we get a call in the morning, we return the call by noon, and in the afternoon by 5. Now, I may not have an answer, but at least I extend the courtesy of returning the client's call.
So important.
Yes, and I'll tell them, and then I'll tell them when I'll have an answer. And then I'll call them back at that time. Sometimes it's not possible to have an answer because you're replying or relying on a third party like an assessor, and they're into their own time frame. They do it when it's convenient for them. But at least I made sure that the client got the information. They knew what was going on so they could respond to whomever in the company they needed to give their answers to.
Very important, especially when you're dealing with the stressful topic of taxes. We're talking with Larry Mandel of the Independent Tax Group. And Larry, when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a couple of client stories and some tips and ideas and precautions for our business owners. So hang out for just 1 second. We'll be right back after this message.
Great.
Could you be paying less in property taxes? At Independent Tax Group, we have established relationships with the top property tax consulting firms across the nation. In many cases, we have helped our clients reduce their property tax bill. Don't pay too much in taxes. For a free consultation, contact Larry Mandel at 714-463-4144. That's 714-463-4144. Call today. Pay less taxes tomorrow. Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today. Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we have interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you can find all of their interviews and highlights online at exacoachradio.com or on iTunes. And I'm talking with Larry Mandel of Independent Tax Group. And Larry, before the break, you were talking about having various consultants in different regions, and a question came up from our audience, and it was, do different assessors vary in their assessment techniques in your experience?
Yes, the laws vary in different states. Most of the time you're looking at what's called market value. What would somebody pay for a property? But Hawaii, as an example, they want to know what would be the replacement cost. So there are different ways they look at it. We have Prop 13 in California, which it has a big impact on what the assessed value will be every year. However, when you move into other states, they just reappraise every year or every 2 years, and it creates, there's a lot more work to do in those states. Things do change.
So things can change. So it is important to have someone that's familiar with what's going on in those particular regions and areas more than people might realize.
Correct. That's why we put together the consultants around the country, simply to handle those issues.
It all makes sense. Can you give us an example of a recent client you helped, Larry, that maybe tell us about what was their situation before you came on the scene and how did you help?
Okay. We have a client that has owned a piece of property for about 100 years. It's family business. And it's oceanfront property, which is kind of hard to get nowadays. Well, it's been passed down through the generations. And then about 18 months ago, I'll call her the grandmother, the matriarch of the family, passed away. Well, because of the documentation they had put together, the forms that need to be filed with the state, because it went from the grandmother to, majority of it went to the daughter, but some of it went to the kids, to the grandchildren. Well, because of the way the change of ownership form was sent into the State Board of Equalization, and then it went to the assessor, it was determined that the property was 100% reassessable, and in this case, it was going from $7 to $80 million. So about a $700,000 increase in tax each year.
Wow.
Well, we went back and looked at the documentation and realized that the filing was incorrect. And so what we did is filed an amended Form 100 and sent that off to the Board of Equalization, plus the supporting documentation to show that we really didn't have a change of ownership. And the Board of Equalization agreed with that, sent that finding down to the county assessor, and we wound up we got a very small change in value. But at the end of the day, it saved the family about $700,000 a year in taxes. So something simple of filing a form properly was going to cost them significant money because the person who did it did not understand the rules of property tax. And they can get quite complicated when you start looking at change of ownership.
Absolutely. And how about a story about how you've worked with manufacturers? Because we talked about that before, and that was fascinating. I think a great topic, and a lot of our listeners may not know about the benefits of having you look at their overall situation.
Well, there's a couple of things that wound up in one company. Most manufacturers fail to remove assets from their books. You know, they have zero book value. They're fully depreciated. So nobody really cares about them anymore because you're just looking for the depreciation run every year for the financials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my world, in the property tax world, assets never go to zero. The mere fact that you have it says that it actually has some value. Even if it's a 20-year-old computer that you're using for a doorstop, it has some value. And the assessor tables say that it's still worth between 10 and 20% of what you originally paid for it. So we were looking at one company, and we saw that there were 125 employees, yet they had 200 computers on the books. Well, clearly, there's 50 or 60 of those are no longer there. You know, some people might have two, but there's not a lot there. So we removed that. The other thing that they had in their business, they had a lot of equipment that was technologically obsolete. It still worked, but much more advanced equipment had come out. And so the resale value was virtually zero.
Mm-hmm.
But the assessor still thought it was worth 50% of what they paid for it. So using what we call a fair market value study, which is how property is supposed to be valued, we went in and showed the assessor how this equipment really had no value, which resulted in about a $70,000 a year savings on taxes. And for a $25 million company, this is a significant amount of money.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So those are the types of things that we wind up doing with property tax.
And if someone wanted to have a study like this done, Larry, do you charge a lot of money to come in and check things out, or how does it work?
All of our fees are on a value basis, so we only get paid if we're successful. So to review the fixed asset listing in this case or look at the real estate values, we come in, we do all our work up front, we get paid a percentage of the savings.
I see.
And we get paid when the client is notified that we've been successful. So in this case, when we can prove that there was a $70,000 refund or drop in the tax, then we would issue a client a bill. So there's no risk on the client's part unless we're successful. And that's the way clients really like it.
How big should a client be before they, I mean, how small can they be, I should say, before they call you?
Typically, we're looking for a manufacturer to have at least $5 million of net book value in terms of their assets, the machinery and equipment. So that would be the starting point on there. And then on the real estate side, depending on where they're located, because most in Orange County, certainly, and a lot of LA County. Values have come back. So we're usually looking at $2.5 or $3 million worth of value, of market value, when we start looking at real estate.
Okay.
And those are the areas. And in different parts of the country, that all changes because they have a different method of going about appraising property for property tax purposes.
Makes sense. So, Larry, we've only got a couple minutes left. Can you give our listeners a couple tips or precautions that they should be thinking about when they're planning in this area?
Well, from a manufacturer's standpoint, they should be making, they should look at their fixed asset listing and see, do we really have this equipment? It's amazing how often we find what we would call ghost assets. They're still listed on the fixed asset listing, but they're gone. So that's one place that clients can quickly, or where companies can quickly make a decision as to whether or not they can make some reductions without need for a consultant. When it gets into virtually anything else, the rules we play by are different than the income tax and the auditor for book purposes. And unless you know what those rules are, both from a valuation standpoint and how the assessor works, it's very difficult to win. So you should be bringing in a consultant to see what the work, you know, what really needs to be done. Again, we work on a contingency basis. If we're successful, we get paid. If not, we don't. We take on all the risks. So it makes sense to bring us in. And part of the work, while there's some time that we need from the client, when it comes to personal property, we help them file the actual form that needs to go to the assessor every year. So whatever time they spend with us in explaining their business, we give it back to them because we file this form for them. It just simply makes it a wash in terms of the time. So there's really very little risk. Even from a financial standpoint, there's none, and from a time standpoint, virtually none, because we give it back to them by filling out this form.
Perfect. So what I've learned is there's no risk. The people that are doing your tax returns may not be aware of all this, so an expert's needed. So why not give you a call? So how do they get in touch with you, Larry?
Okay. Our phone number is 714-463-4144, and our website is www.itg-tax.com, Independent Tax Group, or my email address is Larry Mandell, so LarryMandell at itg-tax.com.
Fascinating interview. I have learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. Thanks for joining us, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity.
I've been talking with Larry Mandell of the Independent Tax Group, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
What can you do in a minute? At ExitCoachRadio.com, you can listen to a daily tip, idea, or precaution from over 100 top advisors about how to prepare your business for the future. We upload new one-minute tips at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. daily. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.